On the house, we have DKD, the King Dula. Now, he's a hip hop artist. Full name is Abdullah Moy. He's known as DKD, the King Dula. DKD developed a love for hip hop at a very young age, and he started writing his own lyrics at the age of 12. In his first year of high school, he recorded his first ever track and has been producing music ever since that track started. So today we got him on the house and we're talking about the music and the career of his life. Yo, what's up?
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
How are you doing today?
Nah, I'm all good. How are you doing, bro?
Nah, I'm cool. Yeah. So, yo, could you please tell us, who is DKD?
Okay. DKD, he's like an ordinary kid from Delft.
Yeah.
Like developed a passion, like extremely, like a big passion for hip hop music. Like it's enormous, like the hunger and appetite. That's DKD. Like I'm just a normal kid from Delft, doing music and doing what I love, bro. That's all.
Yeah, man. So you're a rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
So could you tell us your style of music?
My style of music is like I'm more to like the youth. I don't want to say the reckless ones. I want to say like the more free ones. That's my style of music. I make free music. Like the music I make, I'm free whenever I'm in the booth. I feel free to say whatever I say and whenever I say it. So my style of music is more, how can I say?
It's more tough from what you're on about.
I'm on about, my music is like, I'm on about fighting for Cape Town.
Yeah.
You see, in terms of hip hop. Because you can see like in Cape Town, most of us, up and coming artists, like we're not there yet.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of talent, you know.
There's a lot of talent, but we don't get the recognition we deserve,
yeah.
You know. So that's my type of music. I just like, I'm here to force people to listen to Cape Town.
Yeah, just like the youngster CPT type.
Nah, maybe youngster. I look
maybe
up to youngster.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah, I look up to youngster. Don't get it twisted. I love youngster.
Yeah.
I love youngster.
Nah, sorry, bro. How did you get into the hip hop, man?
Hey, I got into hip hop. So I can say, like, my older brothers and my uncles, they used to play this music around me a lot. Without me even knowing, I got attached to it. Like, attached to it in the sense of try to write my own lyrics, or even, like, at the age of a very young age, I could, like, rap the whole Eminem songs without even knowing what the words mean and all that. And so, like, as time went on, as I, like, started getting arts and culture class, like, now they know it as creative arts. Started getting those classes and my teachers told me about the elements of art and music is one of them, and I was fascinated.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't fascinated about hip hop, but I was fascinated about music more.
Yeah.
So how do I get into hip hop music? It's like I just continued writing the rhymes and poetry and started recording, like I kept on recording.
Keep pushing.
Yeah, I kept on pushing. So yeah, like, that's how I got into this.
But yeah, could you tell us like the experience of your first track?
My,
like how was it? Like how did you feel?
My first track. My first track, like I didn't get that rush and that urge and like that feeling as I'm getting now when I step into the booth.
Yeah.
The first one was more like we were testing out the software and we didn't know what to do. It was virtual DJ and we were just like pressing record and we just passed the mic around and did the hook. And so my first track wasn't like a really dope experience, but it was a dope experience, the after effect, the after effect. That's another story, but the after, like, it was nice to know, like, okay, I just recorded the track now, and I don't know how to feel, but after that, I felt like, okay, this could work for me.
Yeah.
Because people are starting to, like, sing my lyrics towards whatever my tempo, they're going on the flow, and how I go on the words, and people, like, they can connect with it, like, easily. And at that young age, I felt like, yo, even grown-ups are singing my songs. Even though most of my stuff was Afrikaans, like for the most of my life. So I was more Afrikaans, like as we call it, Afrikaaps rapping.
Yeah.
Like as I was more Afrikaaps than not trying to be like, now I'm more of approaching this into a more commercial. Like to show my talent and my skill, my writing ability to whatever. But my first track, the feeling wasn't that good, but there were dope feelings like after that. I mean,
yeah, man, I heard you drop like a project last year.
Yeah, Candle and TM.
Candle and TM. Tell us about it, man.
Okay, Candle and TM was my first ever studio project. I recorded it like my first year starting at Cape Audio. Like during that time, I was going through a very tough time in my life. Like I never felt like I had tougher times back then. Because growing up in Delft, like you will see a lot of things that you're not supposed to see at a very young age. But 2017, when I was recording Candle and TM, like at that project took a full year to record though. Even though it was my first, I'm a believer of, you don't need to put a lot of songs out there. But if you can put out quality tracks, it's much easier for people to spark. Like Candle and TM, the experience was bittersweet though. It was best of both worlds. The music was dope, but my personal life was like upside down in a sense.
Yeah, we've all been through that.
Yeah, we've been through that.
So yeah, DKD, where does the name come from? DKD.
Okay. The name came from like, you know, when you start rapping, you're more on the corners, boombox, boom-bapping, and, you know, rapping. And I was freestyling too. I don't know if you know the song of Kendrick, King Kunta.
Yeah,
I was freestyling to that, like, who was I was rapping? King Dula. No, see. And then I just felt that like, well, let's keep that King Dula. But then I was still called Dula Boy because I was like an MC, a battle rap MC and all that.
Yeah.
But then I went to like the Good Hope FM cypher session and then I like accidentally said the same freestyle. It just came through my head as like I was in front of the mic. Came through my head and I said something about King Dula and that was live on the radio. Like, and the time, that was the time when the Ready D show was like really popular in our communities. Like every community is tuned into what's happening on that Wednesday evening, you know, like Cape Town's connected in that sense.
Yeah.
And as from that on, I felt like people started calling me King Dula more than Dula Boy. And so I didn't want it to be called King ever. So I tried to like change it and take DKD and register it under like as an artist's name as DKD. So I'll always keep the King and, you know, and still hide away.
So like in music, the challenges you faced, what was it?
Hey, I don't want to say like, okay, there's a lot of challenges, but we all as up and coming artists, we face that challenges.
Yeah.
We all do face that challenges in life. But what I can say, there's a lot of challenges. Like, you might feel like someone, your music is way doper than someone's, but you're not getting the recognition you deserve.
Yeah.
And people are not tuned into your things more than what they like supposed to. But then you find out that the only thing is you have to hustle and do, you have to have capital to back you up and whatever you do in any career. Like, so the challenges I faced was only based on my financial predicaments.
Yeah,
that's the only challenges I faced, so I can say that.
Yeah, bro, that's the feeling, bro. It's all about the money,
hey,
man. Hey. So what's the future plans for the music?
Future plans for the music is I will definitely be more humble in a sense. I will definitely be more grateful for the things that I have instead of I'm fighting for what I don't have and what I wish I had. See, now in my music, I'm gonna definitely work with more of my fellow up and coming artists and people that work with us through everything.
Oh yeah.
See, so I will definitely put more music out, and that's how it will be.
Oh yeah, man. So do you know tomorrow is a youth day?
Yeah.
For the youth, man. You know.
Yeah, it's all for the youth. It's all for the youth.
What's the words you wanna say for the youth that wanna become rappers, man? You know. What's the word?
Never, ever, ever, ever think you can't become. Like, even if you're not one, if you don't want to become a rapper, like, if you're not interested in hip-hop or anything, don't ever think you can't reach your goals. It's more, like, easier than we think. All we need is hard work and stay up there. Cape Town is a tough life. People go through harsh things. And I think it's like that everywhere, but if you can stay strong, if your mental, like if your brain can tell you to keep on going for whatever you wish you can get in this life, it's up there. Don't ever think you will, like your circumstances will never define where you're going. Never ever. Just keep on pushing for what you want, and never stop praying. God is with us all.
Yeah, man, if there's anything else I want to say, maybe shout out to anybody out
there. I would like to send a shout out to everyone out there that's working for the culture of hip-hop. You know, like, there's a lot of people out there, like, in the communities, like MC Clothing. You get this O2 Live, this Ian Foundation doing great things out in Delft, doing youth programs, like indoor sports tournament, like keeping the kids from streets, doing all the productive things that kids like would like to do. Yeah. Ian is out there. There's a lot of people. There's local targets, people like fashion designers. We all working for towards one goal. And I just want to say shout out to everyone in Cape Town that's listening now.
Yeah, man, thank you, man. You know, I want to say thank you first of all for coming here.
Oh, thank you.
Sharing the story with us, man. You know, we highly appreciate taking the time and coming here, bro.
Thank you, bro. Thank
you. Yo, listeners, you heard it, man. DKD, the King Doula, on the house.
Thank you.
So now our next song is coming up right now with Dr. Malinga, featuring Questa Angela.